Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtue, on the virtues of striving out morning and evening, and also the necessity for jihad. So continuing with the Mubarak ahadith that show the virtues of helping and assisting those that are going out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, who are already out in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So this shows us reward. That a person himself can't make it. If for some reason he can't go. But he can assist those that are out in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And we did various examples of how a person can assist a person that is out in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So continuing on this chapter and on this part of the chapter that is dealing with assisting people that are out in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Abi Sa'id Al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ba'atha ila bani lahyan faqala لينبعث من كل رجلين أحدهما والأجر بينهما رواه مسلم وفي رواية له ليخرج من كل رجلين رجل ثم قال للقاعد أيكم خلف الخارج وفي أهله أيكم خلف الخارج في أهله وماله بخير كان له مثل نصف أجر الخارج. هذا أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه نريت لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم sent an order to the Banu Lihyan saying, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a command, sent a message to this tribe called Banu Lihyan. And what was the message? That for every two men, one of them should go out. Every two men that there is, one should go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the reward will be shared between the two. So you got every two men, and between every two men, one person should go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the reward will be shared between the two. We'll explain this just now. Another narration of Muslim Sharif states that one man from every two men should go out. So very similar in meaning. However, the way it is said, the way it is mentioned is slightly different. This is what the beauty of the muhaddithin, that they'll record the words, even though we may say the meaning is the same. The first hadith we said, for every two men, one of them should go out. And in the riwayat, in another riwayat, how it comes, that one man from every two men should go out. So muhaddithin will go out of the way to record it exactly as they heard it. In other words, we don't want to bring a change in what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. We want to protect it. We want to look after it. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made as far as the hifazat of deen is concerned. So many young children becoming hafizul Quran, they're protecting the Quran Sharif. So many people have written tafasir of Quran Sharif, protected the meaning of the Quran Sharif. Like that you'll find so many people have written hadith also explaining the Quran Sharif. So then you'll find that there'll be commentaries also on the hadith. But just specifically speaking about those that recorded hadith exactly as they heard it. Even though a person may use his mind and say, it's the same, what difference does it make? The way it is expressed in the first hadith, the way it is expressed in the second hadith, what's the need to record it as two separate ahadith? But they will do that also. We're recording it as two separate ahadith because of the way it has been reported. So in other words, we're even protecting the way it was being reported, the words that have been reported, how it was reported, all that we are recording it so that we make a complete protection as far as our beautiful deen is concerned. So anyway, the second narration expresses it like this. One man from every two men should go out. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said to the one who remained behind, whoever amongst you takes good care of the family and property of the one who goes out will receive half the reward of the one who goes out. Whoever amongst you, so this was part of the message that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that the one who remained behind, whoever amongst you takes good care of the family and property, so the person that is remaining behind, one is gone out, one is remaining behind. Now the person that is remaining behind is taking good care. This is what Rasulullah is saying, that whoever amongst you, in other words, whoever amongst you that have remained behind, that takes good care of the family and property of the one who has gone out, will receive half the reward of the one who goes out. Now, ulama was so careful that in both these narrations, there was a slight difference as far as the reward is concerned. Even that also they took trouble and time to explain. So in the first narration we did here, the reward will be shared between the two. Reward will be shared between the two. In other words, both people will be getting reward. The second narration is saying that half the reward will be for the one who goes out. So the one who goes out will receive half the reward. So ulama explained that what is meant by this. Will he receive half the reward? Will he receive full reward? If he is the person that's going out who's receiving half the reward, then the person that's doing the action, staying behind, he's only getting half the reward, or is it getting full reward? So beautifully they explain it. One of the explanations they give is when Allah Ta'ala gives reward, he don't hold back. It doesn't, if two people will share like a Cadbury chocolate, you get half, you get half. It's not like that. Allah Ta'ala gives full reward. And Allah Ta'ala gives more reward. So what is meant by this? That he will get half the reward. Ulama explained that when you take two people's full reward, say for example, to make it easy, one person got 100 reward, another person got 100 reward. And when you take both people's reward together, it adds up to 200. So he got 100 out of 200, and he also got 100 out of 200. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, that he gets half the reward of the one that goes out. In other words, compared to the total reward, he's getting half the reward. So taking the total reward, he's getting half the reward. So in other words, Allah Ta'ala is not shortchanging anybody. Allah Ta'ala is giving a person his full reward, but in compared to the total reward, it adds up to half. So for every two men, one of them should go out, and the reward will be shared between them. In other words, the total reward of both people now will be shared between them. And the second hadith says that the person will receive half the reward. It means also half of the total reward. So there's no contradiction between the two hadiths. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal in what is being said. The lesson that we take from today's hadith is that the person that himself is doing some dini khidmat, whatever dini khidmat, is out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's making an effort, he's striving, and we can't do that, but what we can do is we can assist and we can help him in what he is doing by assisting his family, etc. Very important, if somebody is not around, person, even if a person is gone for hajj, or maybe a person may be in hospital also, in our circumstances we find many people are in hospital, then by virtue of taking our family to visit the family, sending some food, assisting, see where we can be of assistance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that also. Like how that person is getting rewarded, Allah ta'ala will reward us. So therefore this is one great avenue of scoring and getting sawab, is look to see, if we can't do the good action ourselves, look to see how we can help others that are doing good. And the least we can do is make dua for them. If we ourselves can't do anything else, make dua that Allah Ta'ala assists them, Allah Ta'ala make it easy for them. There are many people that are doing many, many good work. Look at the people that are doing the burial services, for example. Late at night, they are helping with ghusl, taking the body, not charging any fees, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can make dua for them. There are many people that are patrolling, they're helping to look after the community. We can make dua for them. Like that, there are many plumbers, many electricians, many people, they're helping with their skill as far as building masajid are concerned, building madaris, assisting, teaching, whatever. If we can't be involved in the teaching or in the madrasas, whatever, we can help them, we can make dua for them. There's people out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can't be there, we can make dua for them. The mujahideen that are striving and are fighting in the path of Allah ta'ala, if we cannot be there, we can make dua for them. So like that, a person looks to see how he can score. The least we can do is make dua. But we should never ever be of any disservice to deen. We all put our shoulder to deen because we are all part of the house of deen. And we are all part of the house of deen, then we should all be assisting as far as deen is concerned. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.